important it is to bolster them and to provide technical operation and advice and to guide them in their working process together with young persons. With respect to the technical service of the Child Welfare Agency, very recently, some 6 months ago, a unit was set up for local management, made up of professionals who support adolescents and children who are part of the participatory councils. One of the types of support provided by the officials is includes also social promoters from across the country. With respect to the specific question when it comes to the budget for these participatory councils for 2020, $5,300 have been allocated to each council. There are 83 participatory councils distributed across the country, and they gather together about 4,000 young persons, children and adolescents. The councils are governed by regulations, which has been in force since 2014, and which define the functions and the attributions of these participatory councils. I should tell you that this year, the children involved in the councils have been extremely active in drawing up a project which they would like to see implemented. And in fact, it has been will be implemented this year and perhaps replicated in the future. And it's called This Is My Voice, Building Citizenship, Participatory Citizenship. This is a very new project, as I say. It has just been set up. It seeks to identify the skills of children and adolescents in the participatory councils so that they can have a leading role in terms of participation and have a impact on policies at the local level. They're seeking to have a formative process when it comes to leadership and leadership skills for each of the children who participate, and also training to develop active citizenship. And this to be achieved through citizenship participation. The project has been framed within an educational context. The Training Institute and Studies for Democracy is involved. It belongs to the most supreme electoral body called the Supreme Electoral Court. And it is tasked with strengthening citizenship precisely to effectively participate, carry out rather political rights and citizenship culture. We very much hope and wish the best of success to these children. And I'm sure that in the coming years, we'll be able to tell you about the results of that project which has been implemented. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you for the initial responses. There have been some pending questions, I believe, but we will have an opportunity to